Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir Daf Chav Tes. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Irving Steele, Yisrael Yitzhak Ben Shmuel. All the Shams we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. At the end of yesterday's share, we had a Mishnah, which we had had previously as well, and this Mishnah taught us the din that a father is allowed to go and make his son a Nazir. Only his son, not his daughter. A mother doesn't have the ability to make even her son a Nazir. And we had discussed a machlokis between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish at the end of yesterday's shiur, which we're now going to delve into in much greater detail. Rav Yochanan's opinion was that the reason why, and we're reading from the very last lines on Chav Ches Omid Beis, Rav Yochanan Amar, Halacha Hi Benazir, this is Halacha Moshe Misinai, as opposed to Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, and we turn to Chav Tesam and Aleph, said in the name of Reish Lakish, Kidei Lechancho B'mitzos, it's a chinuch din, the father has to teach his son the proper way to conduct oneself, and this would include making him into a Nazir, so he'll learn precious, he'll learn to separate himself from things that are even permitted, but to overall teach him how to perform mitzvahs properly. So this is a fundamental machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says it's a din d'oraisa, it's halacha Moshe Misinai versus Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, in the name of Reish Lakish, we'll call this Reish Lakish Hashita, says it's a mitzvah d'rabban of chinuch, which is found for the father, but not for the mother. Okay, so we begin on the very tough line of Chav Tesam and Aleph. We're going to delve into this machlokas and have many questions on Reish Lakish Hashita. So the Gemara starts off and says, "E hachi, if the halacha is as Reish Lakish says it, it's in the Rabbanon, so afilu nishanami. So why didn't the rabbis institute this for a woman as well? Why can't the mother make her son into a Nazir? After all, why doesn't the mother have the mitzvah chinuch on her son, just like the father has the mitzvah chinuch on the son?" So the Gemara says, no. Kesavar, Reish Lakish's opinion is that ish chayev lechanech bino b'mitzvos, whereas the ein ha'isha chayevus lechanech es bino b'mitzvos, that the son is supposed to be taught by the father. Granted, of course, Torah Simecha, there's tremendous things that the mother can teach her son. However, there is no mitzvah to be mechanech a son in mitzvos. And therefore, the full or formal obligation to be mechanech the son is only on the father, midir rabbanon, and the mother doesn't have such an obligation. Why is this so? So the Mufarshim bring down several ideas. So they suggest that the father is obligated here both in the obligatory mitzvos as well as a voluntary mitzvah. An obligatory mitzvah is the kid has to learn how to go shake a lulav and esrog. The kid has to go and learn how to keep kosher. However, a voluntary mitzvah like deciding to become a nazir, so that only is a mitzvah chinuch from the father to the son. Whereas the mother doesn't have the mitzvos that are voluntary, she has no obligation to go and teach her child these voluntary types of mitzvos. The mother also has an obligation to be mechanech her son in the obligatory mitzvos. That's one understanding. Alternatively, another understanding is that the father has a din that he is saying when the child reaches bar mitzvah, baruch shepitorani me'on shol shozeh. Until the age of bar mitzvah, it's the father's responsibility, not the mother's responsibility, to be responsible for any sins that the child does. Therefore, the father has to go extra out of his way to make sure that the son doesn't do these sins. It is the father's responsibility because he's ultimately being, so to say, punished for the son's sins. And therefore, the father says, baruch shepitorani, at the time of the bar mitzvah, and not the mother. So therefore, that's another difference between the mother and the father in terms of their relationship, in terms of mitzvos, with the son. Okay. In any event, that is Reish Lakish Hashita, that the father has this obligation to make his son a Nazir, whereas the mother doesn't have any such obligation. Mark continues in questions, Bishlam Rav Yochanan, everything is fine according to Rav Yochanan, says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Adam Halachi bin Nazir, because Amatu Lahachi bino in Bitola. This explains perfectly well why there's only such an obligation to make his son into a Nazir, but he has no obligation or no ability to make his daughter into a Nazira, because, after all, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, no questions. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu say it? That's a different discussion. Bottom line is, this Halacha Moshe Misinai says only the father can make the son into a Nazir, the mother can't make the son into a Nazir. Period. End of the discussion, Bishlam Rav Yochanan. However, Elul Reish Lakish, why is that so? Afilu Bito, why should there be a distinction? If we're doing this to be mechanic the son, so this should be a mitzvah for the father to make his son, as well as the father to make his daughter. So why did we distinguish, according to Reish Lakish, between the father having the ability to make his son into a Nazir, whereas the father cannot make his daughter into a Nazira? Afilu Bito. doesn't make sense. According to Yochanan, it makes very good sense. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So that's the rule. But according to Reish Lakish, it's something that has to do with chinuch. Why is the chinuch only on the son and not on the daughter? So the Gemara would say, Reish Lakish would answer, Kusabra, beno chayv l'chanucho, bito eno chayv l'chanucho. No, there is no such obligation. Again, maybe it has to do with this voluntary versus obligatory mitzvahs, and to make the son into a nazir, so that's part of this chinuch that the father has according to Reish Lakish. But to make his daughter into a nazira, that's not part of this chinuch, and therefore that's how Reish Lakish is distinguished between the father's ability to make the son into a nazir, whereas it doesn't have the ability to make his daughter into a nazira. Try again. Mishlomo Rav Yochanan, everything works out very well according to Rav Yochanan. Dama halacha ibn Azir. It is halacha l'moshe misinai. So ahachi, we understand. Therefore, b'nazirus in b'nadarim lo. That's why it's a special, unique din only for nazirus. It doesn't say that the father can go make the son do other dinim over here. He only has the power to go and make his son be a nazir, but he doesn't have the right to go and make nadarim for his son to say, your son, I ask you to go and eat wheat. I ask you to go and play basketball. He doesn't have the right to go and make any other nedarim on the son. Oh, why not? Because halach l'moshe misina. It only works for naziris. It doesn't work for other nedarim. Halach ibn naziris in nedarim lo. However, according to Reish Lakish, the whole idea is for chinuch. El Reish Lakish, afilu nedarim nami. So then, why doesn't he also have the ability to go and make other nedarim on his son? After all, if it's a din in chinuch, so then he should be able to go and make his son into a other nedarim put upon his son, if it's just chinuch. So Gemara says, you're right, 100%, he's allowed to do that. Lo me baye kamar. This is the style that the Gemara uses all the time. It wasn't necessary to teach us that din. Lo me baye min nedarim. Of course the father can put other nedarim upon his son. You didn't have to tell me that. The less late and evil, because there is no downside to it. There is no negative to it. So, of course, the father can go and impose other nedarim upon his son. Obviously, he could. The chiddush was, and that's why the Mishnah mentioned it. Ella, afilu b'naziris. The father even has the right to impose a naziris on his son, because even though the islay nevil, this is inui, this is causing the son not to be able to drink wine, not to take a haircut, not to go to the cemetery, so nevertheless, you might have thought that he can't do. No, afilu hachi chayav l'chanucho. As part of the mitzvah chinuch, this even allows the father to make nevil, to put inui, to cause difficulty for his son. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Of course, father nedarim. Lo mi baye kamar. Of course, the father has the right to impose other nedarim on his son. That's part of chinuch. And even when that chinuch is going to cause an evil, it's going to cause him tzar, it's going to cause him inoy, that he won't be able to drink wine or grape juice, so then nevertheless he's allowed to do so. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. It's a lomi boy kama. Try again. Where it says, Bishlam Rav Yochanan, Yom Halacha Ibn Azir. Everything works out fine according to Rav Yochanan, who says, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Now we understand. Hainu Diktani. We can understand why that the child himself or the relatives have the ability to protest. Micha, Osha Michu, Kirovav. We understand perfectly well why the Naziris doesn't take effect. The Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim built into it the power for the son or the relatives to say, no, we don't think this is a good idea. And therefore, the Naziris that the father imposed is not Chal. It's halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. You can't question it. However, Ella, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Reish Lakish, according to the opinion of Reish Lakish, I don't know why here it says Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Reish Lakish, and the other times it doesn't. Nope, it's just style. So according to the opinion of Reish Lakish, so then how does a relative or even the son have the right to prevent the chinuch going upon him? Call Kiminehon, Krovim, the Amrinon lay, Lo Tigmere, Mitzos. Do the Krovim have the right to go and say to the father, nah, we don't think your chinuch is so good, we're not letting you be Mechanach your son in this fashion? It doesn't make any sense. If the father has an obligation to be Mechanach the son, and the father thinks that this is what he should do, how can the uncle, how can a relative go and say, nah, I don't think so? And in fact, that relative will win, and the child's not a Nazir. So according to Reish Lakish, we got a problem. Somebody says, and this is the girsa that we have. There are many different girsos here. They all mean essentially the same thing. I'll just read the girsa that we have. Kisava, Reish Lakish's opinion is, kol chinuch de lo choshiv, lo nichole. Any chinuch that isn't choshiv, that means literally important, I'll explain in a moment, that isn't included in this din, that the father can impose it upon the son. Yes, if nobody objects, the father has the right to do so. But if they object, either the son or the relatives, then they do have the right in this situation, because this is a chinuch that's considered lo choshev. What does that mean, chinuch de lo choshev? So the Rosh actually has the gears. Sovar, kol chinuch de lo choshev, bizyona hava. v'lo nichule. This is not something that's chinuch. This is actually something that's a bizayon for the child. This is a difficult thing for the child, and that isn't included in this din if somebody protests. As the Rosh says, kol chinuch she'en krobov mechashvin oso. They don't consider it something chashuv, but bizayon habi. They consider this a bizayon. The poor kid's going to have unable to take a haircut. He's going to be unable to go to a cemetery. He's going to be unable to go and drink grape juice or wine. So therefore, v'lo nichole linar, they don't think this is good for the child. V'lo ratzu chachamim l'sakim chinuch kazeh. And therefore, it's essentially that the chachamim gave the relatives the option of saying over here, we don't think this is good chinuch for such a child because it's a bizayon, not a chashivus. Because shema yishama lekrova. Because if the relatives say, hey, you're crazy for doing this, the child's going to say, listen, I'm not going to do it then. And v'yavor al naziruso. And he's going to end up being transgressing his naziris. If all he hears from his relatives are crazy, why have a glass of grape juice over here? Why not? And if that's all the child hears, so he's going to ultimately drink the glass of grape juice. And he'll transgress his naziris. So therefore, if it's something that the relatives think is a bizayon for the child, and they're going to actively go, so to say, and make the child transgress, so then the child will transgress, and that would be a bigger problem. So therefore, it was built into this chinuch that if it's a bizayon, something that's not considered choshev, it's considered a bizayon, it doesn't take effect if the relatives protest. The Shitur Mekubetzes adds over here, V'lo hitrichu chazal latricho bi'inoy kazeh. The rabbis, when they instituted this din, they didn't institute this tircha on the child. And that's why the relatives have the right to go and protest it. Since I mentioned the Shita Mekubetzes, I'll mention another Shita Mekubetzes over here, where he asks, we just said before that the father has no obligation to do chinuch on his daughter, but how come we know that the father does instruct his daughter and goes and tells her that she has to go and fast on the Tanesim, like Yom Kippur, before she's Bas Mitzvah? After all, the Gemara tells us, so why do you say that only the father can do things for the son? Clearly he can do things for his daughter as well in terms of chinuch, the teacher to have inui on Yom Kippur. So Shita Mubetzes answers, the shemo chinuch, the tainis shiny, the chinuch of a tainis is different. The davar kalhu lishmor bito b'kach. It's very easy just to watch it for one day. But to make sure that if he imposes upon her a naziris, that's for 30 days at a minimum, he has to make sure that she doesn't become tame and that she doesn't drink any wine. The rabbi said this would be very difficult for the father. He's not always with his daughter. He's much more with his son. And therefore, the rabbis weren't matriachim to go and allow or impose upon his daughter a naziris. That's the understanding Shita Mubetzes has for Reish Lakish, differentiating between the father and the daughter. Okay, we go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bishlam Rav Yochanan, the Amalach ibn Azir. According to Rav Yochanan, says this again, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, we understand very well why. Mishum Hachi Megaleach, the Ovid HaKofa. We understand at the end of, let's say it's a 30-day Naziris, that the child is going to have to go and do a taglachas of his entire head, including cutting off his payas. Now, there's an issa for a boy to cut off his payas. There are two isurim. One is by the Pa'as Zokon, and one is by the sidelocks, by the what we would call normally the payas, Los Akivu Pas Roshchem. So therefore, there is a isur to go cut it off. So if this is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai saying that you're allowed to now cut off the payas, we understand Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, it trumps it. Just like a regular nazir, an adult nazir, is allowed to go and shave his head. He has to go shave his head as part of his taglachas tahara, and that includes cutting off the payas. So too, the father is on a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai Daraisa level, making the naziris in his child, so therefore the child can be over this isser of Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem, because that's what the halacha says. Just like a regular nazir isn't allowed to cut his payas, but except when he's a nazir doing the taglachas tahara, he is, so too. The child who is a nazir mid d'oraisa is allowed to cut off his payas. No problem. Mishum hachi megaleach the ovid hakofa. However, Elol Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Reish Lakish. But according to Reish Lakish, it's only Dindur Abanan, Kidei Lechanecho B'Mitzvos, so then how could you go and cut off his payas? Hoka Ovid HaKofa. As a chinuch, you can't go do something that's an Issa D'Araisa. And it's an Issa D'Araisa to go cut off the kid's payas. So how can you do this as chinuch? So the Gemara answers, no, Reish Lakish very simply holds that HaKofa's Kol HaRosh is not a Din D'Araisa. Kesover HaKofa's Kol HaRosh Midr Abanan. And therefore, this is only a Din D'Rabanan to be cutting off your entire payas with all the hair around it is not an Issa D'Araisa, according to Reish Lakish, it's only an Issa D'Rabanan. What's the Issa D'Araisa of Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem? That is to be mashveh, to even out the pace with the rest of the hair. You have to have your pace coming down. So you're not letting go and even it out. If you have other hair there, so then you're over the Issa Daraisa. But if you shave off everything, that is not an Issa Daraisa, according to Reish Lakish. The rabbi said, don't go and do it. That's only an Issa Darabanan. Well, guess what? If Chinuch is a Din Darabanan, it can knock off another Din Darabanan. So the Chinuch Midrabanan knocks off Yossi Chinuch Darabanan, the Dochi Yakov Darabanan, and it knocks off this prohibition that's only a Din Darabanan. So the mitzvah, an asei can be doche da'alos asei by a deraisa, so too over here by a derabanan. We have this concept that this chinuch that the father has to do for the son can go knock off this din isa derabanan of going and cutting off all the hair. So hakofa is pushed aside by the mitzvah chinuch to make the son into a nazir. Reish Lakish is fine. Try again. Bishlam Rav Yochanan, everything is fine according to Rav Yochanan, Dama Aloch will be Nazir, that it's Aloch Lamosh Bissinai. We understand why at the conclusion of the Naziris, Ahachi Megaleach Maisi Karban. At the conclusion of the Naziris, the father, on behalf of his son, will bring the three Karbanos that the Nazir has to bring to do his Taglachas Tara. He'll bring in on his behalf the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chatos. And there is no problem of Chulun biazara, because this is Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. It's a daraisa that he's a nazir. So therefore, the korbanos that he brings, it's a daraisa to bring them, and no problem of bringing chulun biazara, because it's not chulun biazara. This is a mandatory daraisa obligation to bring the olah, the chatas, and the shlomim. But according to Reish Lakish, El Rav Yosi V'Chanina, on Reish Lakish, we got a problem. If this whole thing is the din derabanan, the father made the son into a nazir kidei lechancho b'mitzvos in order to give him education to teach him properly. So great, you taught him to do things properly, but now you're going to bring korbanos. Hakamaisi chulun le'azara, the olah, the chatas, and the shlomim that he's bringing, it's a real big problem. How then can he conclude this naziris derabanan by bringing korbanos that he's not obligated to bring on a deraisa level? So the answer is simple. The gifts that we have is Kesava Chulun Ba'azara Lav Daraisa. The bringing in of these animals is not an Issa Daraisa, even if you go and shecht them there. And that's, in fact, the girsa that both Tosos and the Rosh have over here. You look in the top Tosos, it says Kesava Chulun Shenishketu Ba'azara Lav Daraisa. And the Tosos adds, Bein Bahavosan, whether you're bringing them there, or Bein Deshari Liochlam, and even the shechting them and then eating them after the Zrika. For example, the Shlomen can be eaten. And likewise, there's no problem in bringing the 20 breads that come along with the shlomim, the isle of the nazir, that it's a shlomim. There's no problem in bringing the 20 breads and then eating them as well. And to give to the kohen the zroah b'sheila, no problem. All of these are permissible. Umutter, also lahanif b'azara, to go and do the hanofa, the waving of the zroah b'sheila, and to bring the emurim of the chatos and to put them onto the mizbeach. All is heter gomer. Because, you know what? You could also say, even if you're not allowed to go and do this, it's not a problem to do this. There's no issa darais involved. Because let's say he's not mechoyev to do them, so you're just bringing up the emurim as if it was firewood. Now we have the word shemayim, it should be l'shem mayim. It's as if you're just putting water in the mizbeach. And the ola and the shlomim, yas l'shem nedavah. Those can be brought with no problem at all, because they could be in the davah. So you say that we're not bringing the ola and the shlomim technically for the naziris, we're bringing them as voluntary, either chattas. So we just explained that you could even do the sacrificial fats, because it's just like you're putting wood on the mizbeach, and the zrika is just like putting water in the mizbeach. So bottom line is, even according to Reish Lakish, there's no problem being these korbanos, as the Gemara says, kesavar, either shenishchetu or chulin ba'azara, lav daraisa. You're not over any yisurim daraisa, according to Reish Lakish. No problem. Try one last time. Gemara says, bishlam Rav Yochanan, d'am halacha ibn azir, no problem, according to Shita. Rav Yochanan says, halacha moshe b'sinai, but now we understand, ahachi, ki metame, maise korban siporin, the achul kohen malika. We understand that if this son, who is a nazir on a daraisa level, halacha moshe b'sinai, becomes tameh. So then, at the end of the conclusion of his tameh period, after he has the hazah on shlishi yishvi, he has the mechatas sprinkled upon him on the third and seventh day, he goes to the mikvah, and now, at the conclusion of the 7 days, he goes and brings his korbanos from the taglachas tumah, the two burnt offerings, the ola and the chatas, which are offered via malika, not shchita, and malika normally is not allowed to be eaten, but no problem. Here, the ola is never eaten, but the chatos bird is eaten by the pirchei kuhuna, and even though it's not a shchita of the bird, but the malika applies, because this is a din daraisa due to malika. And likewise, the asham can be brought, and all the dinim of the Oshim are applied in this situation. No problem, because it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. He, in fact, is a Nazir on a Daraisa level. He became Tomei. He's obligated to bring these two bird offerings, the Ola, the Chatos, as well as the Oshim Behema. Ah, no problem. So even though he's bringing these bird offerings and doing Malika on the Chatos, as well as the Ola, but the Ola is not eaten, but Ochil Kohen Malika, the Kohen can eat this, because this is the proper way to go and, quote, shech this bird, by doing Malika and not normal Shechita. However, according to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Reish Lakish, we got a problem. Haka Achol Nevela, Malika is not acceptable. Under normal circumstances, if you were to do Malika on an Empire chicken, the Empire chicken would not be kosher. It wasn't shechted. It had Malika. Malika only works on a carbon that you're obligated to bring, is an Ola or a Chatas. But here, if you're telling me it's only a Dindur Rabbanan, you weren't obligated to bring this Taglachas Tumah. And therefore, the bird offerings that you bring, the Ola and the Chatas, so the Ola is never eaten, no problem, but the Chatas is only eaten. How can the Kohenim eat it? It says, V'ochel Kohen Malika. So we got a problem according to Reish Lakish, Ha'akochil Nevela. If the Kohen eats this, he's going to eat Nevela. So the Gemara says, no. Reish Lakish holds, Kisavar, Reish Lakish holds, Ki Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? Don't get confused with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, who said this in the name of Reish Lakish. That's not this person. This is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who says a separate din that Reish Lakish agrees with, and that din is the Ein Shita La'oth Min HaTorah, a very unusual Shita, that technically Min HaTorah, you don't have to go and shech the bird. It's only a din derabanan, and therefore, if you go and do Malika on a bird, that works perfectly well on a Daraisa level to go and eat the bird. Just like a fish doesn't need Shechita, according to the opinion of Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, a bird doesn't require Shechita. Now, it doesn't mean that the bird can just die anyway, and you can eat it. You have an available bird, you can eat it. No. And Tosos, in Dibur Matzav, Kosovar Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shechita La'ot Min HaTorah, he says, V'lo Tzricha Ela Nechiras Simonim. So it's different than a fish. I gave the example of a fish. It doesn't require shlita, but a fish, you can eat a dead fish that you just find on the beach. You technically can go eat that fish. But by a bird, while you don't have to do shlita, you do have to do nechira simonim. You have to cut one of the simonim, either the windpipe or the esophagus. You have to do the trachea or the esophagus. You have to cut them, and that is an acceptable shlita of a bird. And it doesn't have to be done with shechita from the front, with a knife, but it can be done malika with the fingernail from the back. And therefore, as long as lahotzi dam derech hasimonim, as long as blood comes out, and you shecht at least 50% of one of these two pipes, either the food pipe or the wind pipe, that is an acceptable shechita midaraisa, according to Yossi b'Rebbe Yehuda. So Tosfos says the wrong gears over here. Tosfos says Kesavah Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina ain't shechita la'ot min HaTorah. So that's incorrect. It should have been Kesavah Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. That's why I pointed out. Don't get confused. Umichi molek. Once you do the malika v'hotzi adam sulo tzarech, then you don't have to do any other shechita. So the bottom line is that this is the opinion of Reish Lakish that technically you're not bringing chulin ba'azara in an inappropriate way. The chulin ba'azara lav daraisa, since there's no problem of doing the shlita with malika instead of shlita, the kohen can eat it on a daraisa level. It's not a problem, and it's not a problem with chulin ba'azara because we said he holds that that's not a din daraisa as well. So there are two dinim over here that Reish Lakish says are both derabbanan, and the mitzvah of chinuch knocks off each of these dinim derabbanan, and therefore no problem according to Reish Lakish. So we've gone through a whole number of attempts to go shlug up Reish Lakish. Each time Rav Yochanan had no problem because Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, you don't have to explain anything. This is the din, Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. But each time Reish Lakish said it's a din, the Rabbanan, we had problems, and each time Reish Lakish successfully defended his Shita. Now the Gemara questions this din that we just brought down of Yosef Yehuda that says that Ein Shechita La'of Min HaTorah. Is that really true? The Gemara asks, V'sava Rav Yossi, should be Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda, Hachi, does he really hold like this? Is that really his Shita? But Tanya, the following brisa seems to say otherwise. Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda Omer, the opinion of Yossi Rav Yehuda is as follows. Minayin lechatas ha'ov shehi bo al ha'sofek she'enu necheles. A chatas ha'ov that is brought al sofek. You're not sure. Were you not obligated? For example, a woman was a questionable yoledis. Did she or did she not miscarry a child that was a viable child, and therefore she would be a Yoledis and would have to bring a Ola and a Chatas bird offering, or maybe it wasn't, and therefore she's not obligated to bring anything. So a Chatas Ha'of is allowed to be brought ala Sofek, we're not sure, but in that situation it's not eaten. The reason it's not eaten is because if it wasn't supposed to be brought, it's Malika that was the matir of this bird, and Malika doesn't work if you're not having a carbon. So clearly, this is a din d'oraisa. The Rav Yosef Yehuda says that Malika is required only for a carbon. Malika will not work on a non-carbon. And that's why a chatas that's brought al sofek, while you can bring it, but you're not allowed to eat it because it would be Malika, and Malika wouldn't be good if it's not a carbon. So here you see clearly Rav Yosef Yehuda holds that this is a din d'oraisa. How can you tell me he holds that it's a din d'rabbanan? That technically on a d'oraisa level, Malika would work. Now, what's the rest of the b'raisa? The b'raisa says, how do we know that Rav Yosef Yehuda holds it? Talmud Lomar, because the pasuk says, V'yazov ezovo lazochor lelakeva. It tells us that the din, whether it is a zov or whether it is a zova, both of them, v'azov ezovo, when the person has a discharge for a male, if he has a white discharge for a female, if she has a red discharge, that makes them into a zov or a zova, lazochor lelakeva, respectively. And from the fact that the pasuk combines them together, mekish nekeva lazochor, it teaches us a din that applies to both a man and to a woman. Now, the din is as follows. Ma zochor may be carbon alavadai, just like a person who's obligated to bring a carbon chatas. Now here, this is talking about an animal carbon chatas, and it actually applies to a woman as well. If somebody eats chalev, whether it's a man or whether it's a woman, so they have to bring a carbon chatas. So if you vadai inadvertently ate chalev, so it would be a chiyuv of kares if you did it intentionally. So for many of the chiyuvim of kares, if you do them intentionally, then you chayiv kares. If you do them unintentionally, then you bring a korban chatas. So if you have either a man or a woman, it uses the lashon of zachar over here, but it means either a man or a woman who ate a vadai chalev, vadai drank dam. So they would vadai have to bring a korban chatas, an animal korban. So ma zachar may be korban ala vadai, just like a man, albeit it's a man or a woman, that vadai was over a din of chatas, has to go bring a vadai chatas, so too afna keva, so too here it's talking specifically about a woman, mevia karban al havadai, so she also has to go definitely bring a karban chatas if she ate chalev. Okay, so no difference between a man and a woman. Now, uma zohar mevi al hasofek, just like a man can sometimes bring a carbon. Now here again, it's not talking about a man. We'll see, it's talking about a woman as well. But we say, just like a man has to bring an ashram talui, he's not sure, did he or did he not eat the chalev? There were two pieces of meat there in front of him. One was chalev, one was shuman. He ate one of them. He thought he ate the shuman, but now it's not clear. We don't know which piece was which, and maybe he ate the chalev. So he has to bring an ashram talui until we can figure out the facts, and that holds him in abeyance. He won't get punished until we figure it out. We never figure it out, so then he never has to bring a chatas. So uma zocha mevi ala safik, he brings an ashram talui ala safik, so to a woman. Af nekeva mevi ala safik, she also goes and brings her chatas, that she's questioned, did she or did she not? Was she a yoledes? Does she or does she not bring it? So she also brings it even alst a sofik. And furthermore, uma zohar mimin shu mevi ala vadai, mevi ala sofik, just like by the man, and again, this could technically be a woman as well, they're just like they have to go bring a animal offering for a vadai sin, they definitely ate chalev, so they bring a chatas, so too, they bring an ashram talui, when they may be ala safek, they bring a definite animal for the ashram talui, so he brings a animal in that situation, so too, af nekeva, so too, the woman, mimin shi mevi ala vadai, mevi ala safek, the same din applies, just like on a vadai, she brings a bird offering, a chatas, for being a definite yoledes, so too, she brings a bird offering on even being a sofek yoledes. We're not sure, did she or did she miscarry a vlad? So she, in this situation, has to go bring a chatas al hasofek. And finally, ima zohar mevi korba v'nechal, just like by the zohar, technically a man or a woman who has to bring a chatas for vada eating chalev, or an ashram talui for possibly eating chalev, so they bring their korban and they eat from it, so too, af nekeva, mevia korban v'nechal, she brings her chatas offering, and the kohen can go and eat the chatas offering if it's a vadai, so too, even you should be able to go and bring it al sofik. Now, wait a second. That's not correct. And the word says, really? Do you want to say that? Are you telling me that just like the zohar is maybe korban v'nechal, so too, continuing this analogy, the hekish, af nekeva mevia korban v'nechal? No. Amris, and we turn to Chavtes Amud Beis. No, in this situation, lo, that's not the same din. im amis bezacha. When we say that by the vaday chatas you go and eat it, so too by the oshim tola you go and eat it. Shekein iser echad. There was only one iser involved in each of these situations. However, told by minikeva, by this nikeva, there are two isurim over here. What are the two isurim? Here you have the iser of malika, which isn't going to be good if it's not a karbon, and we're saying this is on a deraisa level, and this is the kasha on Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. And number two, you're re-eating chulin b'azara, which you're not allowed to go eat chulin in the azara, because if it wasn't an obligation to go and bring this burnt offering, she in fact had miscarried something that wasn't obligating her in a carbon. So then, this bird offering that was brought, number one, it doesn't have shechita on it, and number two, it's chulin b'azara. So you have two isurim daraisa, and that's why you can't go and eat it. Bottom line is, what do you see over here? That this opinion of Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, seems to suggest that it's a din daraisa. And now, maishne isurim, what are the two isurim? The Gemara says, lav isur nevela, b'chulin b'azara. As I just said, it's the isur of malika, that you're not allowed to go and eat nevela, if this bird offering was not an obligation. In fact, she had not miscarried a vlad, but had miscarried just the discharge, and therefore she wasn't mechuyevus in this carbon chatas, this bird offering, ola, and chatas. So then, there is an iser of nevela over here. So malika won't work on a daraisa level. And likewise, this is chulim yazara, and that this bird shouldn't have been brought here because there was no chiyuv to bring it. So this double iser daraisa clearly is the opinion of Yosef Yehuda. How can you tell me that Yosef Yehuda holds that malika is permissible on a daraisa level? So Gemara says, no. Maskif lo Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Ika. He answers this as follows by a question. He says, vidilma, and I mentioned many times, vidilma can sometimes mean definitely. Maybe, vidilma mechayev alei mishum de mischaze kitrein isurim midrabanan. The reason why he doesn't allow you here is because it's a double derabanan. There's the isa malika, that's an obligation, midrabanan. The rabbi said, no, you should do shechita and not malika, but that's only midrabanan. And then we hold that chulin b'azara is not a din d'oraisa, but is it a din d'rabanan. And that's why Rav Yosef Yehuda says in the b'raisa, you're not allowed to go and eat it. Not because it's too isurim d'oraisa, but it's too isurim d'rabanan. And therefore, in this situation, we don't allow you to go and eat it. We don't make this heckish over here, just like by echatos, it's eaten oust. Vadai, so to the Oshim Tali is eaten al Sofek, even though you weren't sure, did you have to go and bring a Karmel Chata? So we say, go bring an Oshim Tali instead. So we don't make that comparison over here because it's two Dinim Dirabanan that you'd have to be over, and therefore that's why Rav Yosef Yehuda says, don't eat it. And the bottom line is, therefore, the Rav Yosef Yehuda's opinion is that this din is on a deraisa level, malika does work, and therefore there is no kasha on Reish Lakish, Kesavar, Ki Rav Yosef Yehuda, who holds that on a deraisa level, malika would work even for a non-carbon shechita equivalent of a bird. Okay. The Gemara now says, let us say that this machlokes between Yochan and Reish Lakish, Rav Yochan saying it's halach l'mosh mi-Sinai, Reish Lakish saying it's a din of chinuch, lemo kitanoi. Let us say that this is a machlokes tanoim. Not only the Amoraim, the great Amoraim, Rav Yochan and Reish Lakish argue about this, but this is also a machlokes tanoim for the following braisa. The braisa says, ad bo'asay madiris b'no b'nozir. Until what age does the father have this ability to go make his son into a nozir? So the braisa says, the first opinion is, Rebbe's opinion, Ad Shiyavi Shtei Sa'aros Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, until the child has two pubic hairs. In other words, until the child is a Vadai Bar Mitzvah. He's 13 years old, plus he has the two pubic hairs. He's a Vadai Godo. That's the opinion of Rebbe. On the other hand, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, who's a Tana, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, Ad Shiyagia La'onas Nidorim, until he reaches the age of Nidarim. The age of Nidarim for a boy is when he hits his 12th birthday. Between 12 and 13 years of age, he has the ability to, he's called a Mufla Asamuch Li'ish. He's able to go and make the Araisa Nidarim during that period of time when he's only 12 to 13 years old. And by a girl, it's between the age of 11 to 12 years old. 1 year before their Bar and Bas Mitzvah, respectively, they're what's called Yagia La'onas Nidarim. So therefore, let us suggest that this difference of opinion, Ad Masay Madiris Ben Obinazir, between Rebbe, who says Bar Mitzvah, and Rav Yosef Yehuda says, no, 12 years old, let us say that this is the Machlokis Tanoim of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish's Shitas. Why is that? My love, Tanoim, let us say that this is Machlokis Tanoim. The Rebbe, Savar, Rebbe says, till the Bar Mitzvah, he says, Savar, Halacha Hi B'Nazir. This is a Din D'Oraisa, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai by a Nazir, that says only, when he reaches the age of Bar Mitzvah, then the father no longer can impose a nazirus on his son. But until the age of bar mitzvah, the father has the right, halach l'moshe b'sinai, to impose a nazirus on his son. Even though the child has reached the age where he could take upon himself a full nazirus, and as long as he knows what he's doing, it would be acceptable on a daraisa level. Nevertheless, madulei, the father still has the right to impose this nazirus on his son. The ozel, up until the age, ademaisi shtei saras, until he becomes bar mitzvah. So Rebbe is going like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that's halach l'moshe b'sinai. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, the Omer Achegi Elonis Nadarm, until he's 12 years old, says, Sabar, Kidei Lechancho Mimitzos. The reason why the father is allowed to be Madir, his son, in Naziris, is to be Mechanichim. Sabar, Kidei Lechancho Mimitzos. It's a pure Chinuch Din. But once the child is now on his own, so to say, Vekivin the Nafik Mirishusei, in regards to Nadarm, the 12-year-old child can make Nadarm on a Daraisa level, so he's left his father's Rishus in regards to Chinuch for this din, and therefore Sulo Michayim. Therefore, the father is no longer able to impose upon his son Naziris. So let us say this Machlokus, Rav Yochanan, Halach L'Moshe Sinai, Red Reish Lakish, that it's a din in the Rabbanon of Chinuch, is exactly the opinion of Rebbe and Rav Yosef Yehuda, the same Machlokus. Rebbe holds like Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yosef Yehuda holds like Reish Lakish. Really the other way around, because the Tanoim came first, but their opinions are identical. So the Gemara says, no, not true. Amrilo, we say no, that's not correct. Because in fact, the Kulei Alma, Halacha Hibinazir, in fact, both Rebbe and Rav Yosef Yehuda could agree with Rav Yochanan. And both of them say this, Halacha L'moshe B'sinai. Halacha Hibinazir. Aye, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about B'hacha B'mufla Asamach Li'ish Kamifligi. They're arguing about what is the status of a child when he hits 12 years of age. Rebbe's opinion is, Sava Mufla Hasamach Li'ish is not a Din Daraisa. It's only Dirabanan. And therefore, the Asya Daraisa Yodachi Dirabanan. But this Din Daraisa, that the father has the right to go and make his son into a Nazir, pushes aside this Din Derabanan. It says the child's now on his own, so to say, but it's only Midirabanan. And therefore, Rebbe says, no, the father still can make the son into a Nazir, even beyond the year of 12 to 13, up until the Bar Mitzvah. At the Bar Mitzvah, he no longer can. But up until the Bar Mitzvah, even though the child on his own, Midirabanan, is a Mufla, Somach Leish, and can make Nadarim that are valid, Midirabanan, but it's only Midirabanan. And therefore, Rebbe holds that up until the age of Bar Mitzvah, the father can impose a Nazir still upon his son. Which Rav Yehuda saw by that Mufla Samach Leish is Din Daraisa. And therefore, if it's a Din Daraisa, so at the age of 12, the child for this Din has left the father's Rishus, the Din of the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai doesn't apply anymore over here because the child is on his own on a Daraisa level. And therefore, the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai doesn't apply. But in fact, both Rebbe and Rav Yehuda hold that it's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, and neither of them would hold like Reish Lakish. Or vice versa. In fact, the Kuliyamo Kidei Lechancho B'Mitzos. In fact, Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda both hold the Reish Lakish. The din that the father can impose in Zeus on his son is the din derabanan of Chinuch. And Umufla Somach Leish derabani. And they both hold, Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda hold, that this din at 12 years old, that the child can make the Dharma, that's only a din derabanan. No, so then what do Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda argue about? They both agree with the Reish Lakish, and they both say that Umufla Somach Leish is only a din derabanan, so what's the machlokis? So Rebbe Savar, that this din derabanan of a father being able to impose the nazirus on his son, that knocks off the din of mufla somach leish, which is only a din derabanan. So even though he's on his own to a certain extent at the age of 12, but that's only mid derabanan, and therefore the din derabanan of chinuch can knock that apart. And therefore, Rebbe says the father can impose the nazirus upon his son until the child reaches the age of bar mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Amar, Achegi Onas Nedarim, he holds that no, only until 12 can the father impose the Nazirus on the son. Ksavar, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that Lo Asichinuch Derabanan, Vidachi Mufla Somach Leish, which is also Din Derabanan. He says, no, this Derabanan doesn't knock off that Derabanan. And once the rabbi said that at 12 years old, he can take upon himself the Nazirus, so that means at that moment in time, the Din Derabanan that the father can impose the Nazirus on the son also goes away. But both Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda hold like Reish Lakish. So we had one way to learn it, that they both hold like Rabbi Yochanan, it's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, and we have another way to learn it, that they both hold like Reish Lakish, that is the Din Derabanan of Chinuch. Tamar says, okay, so the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is not in accord with the Tanoic Machlokas of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. But maybe, Le Mahani Tanoi, Kiani Tanoi, maybe let us say that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda have the same Machlokas as the following Tanoi. What is this? The Tanya. We're learning the following Braisa. Maisa by Rabbi Chanina, once was a Maisa with Rabbi Chanina, Shehidiro Aviv bin Nazir, that his father made him into a Nazir when he was of a certain age, and now we're going to discuss what age that was. So his father made him into a Nazir, and they revealed to Rabbi Gamliel, they brought him to Rabbi Gamliel to see, does the father have the right to make him into a Nazir? And Rabbi Gamliel checked to see, Leida im hevi shtei sarosim lo hevi, to see if in fact he was a bar mitzvah daraisa. Did he reach 13 years of age and have two pubic hairs or not? So it appears that Rabbi Gamliel clearly holds that this din is that the father can make the child a Nazir up until the age of bar mitzvah. Rav Yossi Omer, no, Leida im higia leonas nedarim im lav. No, he wanted to see whether he'd reached this age of 12 years old or not. So that, let us say, over here, is the same machlokis between Rebbe and Rav Yossi Yehuda, that Rabbi Gamliel holds the father can make his son into a Nazir up until the age of bar mitzvah, so the Rabbi Gamliel had to check to see if he had two sa'aros, was he bar mitzvah or not. Whereas Rav Yossi holds that no, you just see if the child is 12 years old. If the child is 12 years old, the father no longer can make the son into a Nazir. So let us say that these two opinions are in accord with the machlokes we just had between Rebbe and Rav Yossi Yehuda. The Brises then continue to be quoted. It tells us what Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Rabbi Chanina is a young boy over here. He's either 12 or 13 years old. He's the one whose father made him into a Nazir. So when he goes to Rabbi Gamliel, according to the first version, they went to Rabbi Gamliel to check him out to see if he has shtei saros. So on my low, this little boy, Rabbi Chanina, says to Rabbi Gamliel, Rebbe, al titztar levokeni, don't trouble yourself to go and check me out to see if I have shtei saros. If in fact I don't have shtei saros, so then my father has the right to go and make me into a Nazir until the age of 13, so I'm not yet bar mitzvah. So im kotanani, so I bishalaba. So then I'm a Nazir because of my father. And if in fact I'm a godel, im godelani, if I in fact am bar mitzvah, so then my father doesn't have the right to make me into a Nazir. But then ayah bishalatsmi, I accept upon myself to be a Nazir. So no problem. Either way, I'm taking upon myself in Naziris, and you don't have to go and check me out. Oh, this was such a brilliant thing. Amar Rav Gamliel u'nishakal rosha. Rav Gamliel stands up for him and gives him a big kiss on the hand, and he says, Amar, muvtach ani bazeh. I am absolutely convinced that this child, shemor aloch v'yisrael, he's going to grow up to be a huge talmid chacham. And Amru, they said, in fact, that was the case. Lo yoyam muatim, it wasn't a very long time before Rabbi Chanina grew up to be at shehorah horah b'yisrael. And the Tosefta adds over here, the Gemara Nida brings down this Tosefta, and it says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, b'rebi tzadok, Ani Re'isiv Yoshev B'Doresh B'Yavne. I myself saw the Rabbi Chanina grew up to be the Rosh Yeshiva, to be a great gadol in Yavne, and was teaching Torah in Yavne. Okay, so that's this version according to Rabbi Gamliel. Now, Bishlam Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda, the Amar Achiyagi El Yonas Nedarim, who says, you see, if the child is 12 years old, Hainu Dekamar, we understand that Rabbi Chanina said to Rabbi Gamliel, Im Kotanani, if I'm a child, in other words, I haven't yet reached the age of 12, so Eya Bishulaba, then I'm a Nazir because of my father. If I'm over 12, so then I'm a Kotan Muflach Hasomach Leish, so then I take it upon myself because of myself, no problem. But according to Rebbe, who says that you go by bar mitzvah, El Rebbe the Omer Achivish De Saros, that you have to be bar mitzvah, so then he says, V'im Godol Ni'ayeh B'shul Atzmi, then if I'm a Godol, then I'm going to be a Nazir on myself. But we're assuming that he says, when I'm a Godol, it means that he's a Mufla HaSomach Li'ish. So according to Rebbe, we have a problem. El Rebbe the Omer Achivish De Saros, Rebbe says, still bar mitzvah the father can impose upon him. However, when the Rabbi Chanina said over here, Vimgodavni, we're assuming that he meant that he's a mufla asomach liish, and he had bishulatzmi. So how can that be? According to Rebbe, the father should still have the right to go and impose a naziris upon him. But from what Rabbi Chanina said, the father would not have the right to do that. So we have a problem in understanding this according to Rebbe. Again, this is assuming that Rabbi Chanina, the child over here, was saying that imeya godol, he meant when I'm a mufla asomach liish, and not when I'm a bar mitzvah, like Rebbe holds. And that's why the question is now continued on Lamed Amud Aleph, Ha Birushusei Diavua Koyim. He's still, according to Rebbe, when he's between 12 and 13, albeit he's a Mufla Somach Leish, he still is in the father's domain. So why cannot the father in that situation impose the Nazirus upon him? According to Rebbe, the father should be able to. But according to this statement that Chanina said to Rabbi Gamliel, he says, when I hit 12, then I'll take the Nazirus upon myself. So the Gemara says, therefore, according to Rebbe, you have to understand Rabbi Chanina as saying as follows: Rabbi Gamliel, Ela diomar, hey bishul abba. If I haven't yet had the simoni of godless, I don't have the two pubic hairs, I'll be a nazir based upon my father imposing upon being naziris. Hey bishul atzmi. But if I had the two hairs, then I would be a Nazir on my own account. So you can't say that Rabbi Chanina is saying to Rabbi Gamliel that he's talking about Mufla Samach Liish, 12, but he's saying no, he's talking about that he's a Gadol in terms of Shtei Sa'aros. So Rabbi can be understood this way, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda can be understood this way, and there is no problem. Okay, the Gemara continues and says, the icy Shtei Sa'aros Meikara, if Rabbi Chanina had in fact had two pubic hairs, he had Shtei Sa'aros before his father had imposed the Naziris upon him, so Kohen ben Naziris delay. So then he's saying, I'll be a Nazir on my own account. But if he says, if I don't have two pubic hairs, so then, then I'll be a Nazir based upon what my father said. No, what happens, the Gemara asks, the Ise Bimtsei, my, what happens if when he started his Naziris, he did not have two pubic hairs, but in the middle of the Naziris, he suddenly now had the two pubic hairs. So, Anichla Rav Yosef Yehuda, this works out well, the way we understood according to Rav Yosef Yehuda, the Amar Achi Gili Onas Nedarim, until he reaches the age of 12, until Onas Nedarim, so it doesn't make any difference, because he's only able to be imposed upon by the father till the age of 12, regardless of his pubic hairs or not. But according to Rabbi, who says it depends upon the pubic hairs, El Rabbi, the Amar Achi Vishtei Saros, so then, Mike Lememer, in this situation, if he grows the two pubic hairs during the middle of the Naziris that his father imposed upon him, so then maybe that makes the Naziris go away. And therefore, he doesn't conclude that Naziris based upon his father, because the father lost the ability to do that. Now, why is that? That's because the Rush explains that the Tosefta tells us that if the father makes a Naziris on his son, and then the son does become a Gadol, that Naziris that the father imposed upon the son is no longer effective. It stops in the middle. Now, in our situation, Rabbi Chanina was telling Rabbi Gamliel, you don't have to go check. But why not? You should have to go and check because maybe at this point in time he doesn't have the Shtei Saros, but then he'll grow the Shtei Saros, and then that Naziris that was opposed by the father would fall apart. So we have a problem understanding this. If he were to possibly have grown the pubic hairs during the middle of the Naziris, so then the father's Naziris doesn't continue, and his own Naziris only starts at that point in time. Let's say he grew it on day 15, so then he has 15 days left in the 30 days, so that's not enough to do a taglacha, so we seem to have a problem. Someone says, no, Amri, the Rebbe, leka takanta, ad yosef delay, the yosef da'avui. So according to Rebbe, you're right. There is the possibility that he grew the pubic hairs during the 30-day period of time, so what he would have to do is do 30 days and assume that maybe his father's Naziris was imposed and he didn't grow the pubic hairs, and now he does an additional 30 days for himself. And in this way, he has mimonoshach. Either he did 30 days for his father, or he did 30 days for himself. And this way, he'll be able to bring his korbanos at the conclusion. And therefore, he has to have two 30-day counts, ad yosef delay, the yosef davui. This way, he'll have a 30-day count for his father in case he didn't grow the pubic hairs. And he'll have an additional 30 days for himself in case he did grow the pubic hairs in the middle. And therefore, we don't know when. So he has to have 30 days beyond that point in time. And this way, Rebbe's shita is satisfied as well. And the story can be understood according to Rebbe or according to Rebbe Yossi, per Rebbe Yehuda. Fascinating story. With this, we conclude today's share.